This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Restrictions eased.
We got to get open. I mean, we have to get open.
Is it too risky?
That would leave us vulnerable to a second wave.
Biden's sex assault claim.
His campaign has said this allegation is completely false.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Federal guidelines on social distancing expired overnight, and more than 30 states have moved to lift or ease coronavirus restrictions. As CBS's Ian Lee tells us, it's happening in some states where cases and deaths are rising.
Texas reported 50 deaths yesterday, its largest single-day toll. Governor Greg Abbott defended reopening some businesses today.
The strategies that we are using meets doctor approval.
Restaurants, malls, and movie theaters can operate at 25% capacity.
We're opening to take care of our staff, basically. It's a step in a positive direction.
Oklahoma is reopening hair and nail salons today.
Friday and Saturday all booked up. And we even have two clients who are going to drive from Arkansas.
Arkansas's governor will decide today when salons can reopen. Protesters, some armed, flooded Michigan State Capitol demanding an end to the stay-at-home order.
The current state of emergency is not the virus. The current state of emergency is Michigan economy.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the closure of bars, theaters, and casinos through May 28.
The worst thing we could do is to abandon all social distancing, to pretend like we are done with COVID-19.
Ohio has extended its stay-at-home order for another 4 weeks, but manufacturing and construction can resume work Monday. In California, some opponents of the governor's order to close some beaches are headed to court. Michael Gates is the city attorney in Huntington Beach.
We're going to be fighting the order on a constitutional basis. We're fighting for the city. We're fighting for our decision makers here locally who have done a good job managing this crisis.
President Trump indicates he might hike tariffs on China. He's been critical of the country's response to the coronavirus and is focused on the theory that it came from a lab, something Beijing denies. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
Back in January and February, President Trump was praising China for doing a good job and for being transparent. He now says that was in part to get the trade deal done and that it's possible that China intentionally allowed the coronavirus to spread. President Trump also said that he has seen credible evidence that the virus actually originated in a lab, but he gave no further details. Vice President Mike Pence toured a ventilator factory in Indiana. He was notably wearing a mask after receiving backlash earlier this week for not wearing one when he was at the Mayo Clinic. Now, President Trump says that he has no problem wearing a mask when he travels to Arizona next week to tour a factory that's making medical supplies. The president is going to get out of the White House for the first time since late March. He's actually heading to Camp David for the weekend.
Many of the people who've gotten wide praise for being on the job during this pandemic are on strike today. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Essential workers from Amazon, Whole Foods, Target, and FedEx say they'll walk off the job or call in sick, concerned about their company's virus policies and their own safety. They want additional time off work, hazard and sick pay, and protective gear. Nurses also plan to strike outside over 130 hospitals about the need for more personal protective equipment.
Virus cases at a JBS meatpacking plant in Colorado doubled in just a matter of days. There are now nearly 250. Six workers there have died. The plant reopened last week. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Maryland's Eastern Shore, where chicken plant workers are getting sick.
Poultry is big business in Maryland, the state's top agricultural product. But here in Salisbury, Dr. Christopher Snyder says it's also the driving force behind a coronavirus spike.
They share rides together to work. There's a lot of public transport. They don't have their own vehicles.
More than 260 poultry workers have fallen ill in Maryland, 400 in Georgia. In Virginia, workers protested outside a Purdue plant this week, demanding testing and paid time off.
We understand that they provide meals for millions of people, but lives are more important right now.
Joe Biden is expected to make his first public comments shortly in a TV interview about a sexual assault allegation in the midst of his presidential run. His campaign has denied an allegation by former Senate staffer Tara Reid that he assaulted her in the basement of a Capitol Hill office building in the early 1990s.
I remember his hands underneath my blouse and underneath my skirt and his fingers penetrating me.
Reid's account got the backing of two associates who say she told them about the alleged incident earlier. Last night, President Trump tweeted and retweeted what others were saying about his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says speculation about a presidential pardon has intensified.
Michael Flynn was fired for not telling the vice president he discussed U.S. sanctions with Russia's ambassador. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. But documents released this week show one FBI official asking in notes if the agent's goal was truth or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired.
It was a total disgrace. It's shocking.
The president says his former national security advisor is now in the process of being exonerated. He was asked if he might bring Flynn back to the White House.
I would certainly consider it. Yeah, I would.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Researchers around the world are working on a coronavirus vaccine. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the pandemic has put a lot of other important work on hold.
They are some of the most respected medical researchers in the world, working on solving illnesses and conditions which impact millions. Richard Fennell works at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
Basically, research for the year 2020 is over.
Fennell works on solving birth defects like spina bifida. His program, like many, uses specially breeded mice. The mice can only be used in a short window.
It's going to take me 6 months to breed enough mice to restart our experiment.
And there are numerous experiments and projects. At UCLA, a doctor is trying to cure blindness. Fennell says many programs could be effective.
Maybe we're going to cut back on Alzheimer's. Maybe Parkinson's disease.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
This pandemic has brought out unique ways to raise money. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about an online auction packed with celebrities.
Sotheby's and Google are auctioning off a chance to record a song with Sting on Google Meet. If politics are your bag, you can bid on a virtual cup of coffee with Hillary Clinton or Madeleine Albright. Downton fans can visit Highclere Castle online.
Mary's got it under control.
Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern, Julian Fellowes, and the Earl and Countess of Carnarvon are the tour guides. Bidding continues for a week. The money supports the International Rescue Committee's efforts to combat the coronavirus in vulnerable communities. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
CNN's Anderson Cooper announced on the air last night that he's a dad. A surrogate gave birth to his son this week, named Wyatt, after his father. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 1st. The broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.